When Mrs. Judd began to go to those meetings, she was a very smart woman, or she thought she was smart, like most women and most men think they are. And she thought she knew everything. But she liked the preaching. She liked the messages. And after one meeting, someone piped up and said to Mrs. Robinson, "I like your meetings, but I can't understand these periods of silence, of stillness." And Mrs. Judd said, "Well, that's exactly the way I feel. Now, what's the sense of sitting there and looking down your noses?" Something like that. And Mrs. Robinson said, "How do you dare criticize the most wonderful thing that God does among us? And it is the most wonderful thing, and the reason it doesn't happen more often is because God cannot do it. He can't. Little babies want to take the pans off the shelf of the pantry and play with them. Or like our little Edith on her first birthday, or first Christmas, when she had a mountain of presents before her. I said, she has more presents than I got in all my life. Teddy bears and dolls and trains and wash machines and sewing machines, and I don't know what else the aunts and uncles all thought of. And she was only a year old. And she looked at that mountain, and the only thing that interested her was an empty paper bag, because it made a noise. And that's the way it is with us babies. Unless there's noise, we think nothing's happening.